Everyone should be holding a thank you postcard. It looks just like this. You can see that it says, thank you for being a source of strength in my life. Before you write anything down, I want you to think of an adult that you trust that you could go to if you or a friend needed help. First, think of an adult that you could go to in the school, a teacher, staff member, or a counselor. Who is a trusted adult for you here at the school? If you can't think of anyone here at the school, then maybe think of someone at home. That could be a parent, a grandparent, or an auntie. Maybe your trusted adult is out in the community, like a coach, or a mentor, or a youth leader. I know you may have a lot of positive friends, but try to think of an adult that you could go to. Once you've had some thought about who your trusted adult would be, write them a quick thank you note for being a source of strength in your life. If you want to write more than one card, just let me know and I'll bring more cards around. It looks like most of us are wrapping up, so here's what I want you to do with those thank you cards. In the next few days, deliver this card to your trusted adults. Don't just throw them on your desk. Tell them about sources of strength, your mission to be a connector, to help, and an agent of change, and that you named them as someone that you trust, that you could go to for help. Hold on to your cards for now, but before we leave, I would love to hear everyone's voice at least one more time. Let's go around the circle, and everyone can say their trusted adult's name out loud. So either you can say, my trusted adult is, or you can just say their name. The other thing I want to hear from each person is a highlight or a takeaway from our training today. It could be something that you learned, that you enjoyed, something that inspired you. When it's your turn, share who's your trusted adult and what was a highlight or a takeaway of the day. Is there anyone who'd be willing to start us off?
Go around the circle and have everyone share. As per usual, don't force anyone to share and let people pass if they want. It can be useful to start this naming process with a couple of peer leaders that you think can easily name specific adults or share a powerful takeaway. This can help to set the right tone and prime the rest of the group for sharing. Be aware of the bell and the bus schedule. If you're short on time, facilitate the pace of this module accordingly. Have participants share in dyads or small groups, or ask everyone to simply name their trusted adult without sharing any takeaways. As participants around the circle share, it typically becomes obvious that the vast majority of the students are able to name at least one or two adults. This is a powerful experience that highlights the positive social norm of connecting with adults and counteracts the codes of secrecy and silence that often prevent teens from trusting adults or going to them for help. The simple act of writing down names and saying them out loud greatly increases the likelihood a student will actually reach out to an adult in a crisis. Pay attention to the people that are frequently named. They ought to receive some additional suicide prevention or gatekeeper training. It might also be a good idea to recruit those adults if they aren't already on the adult advisor team and get them engaged in some way. If a student has no adults in the school, ask them, how about outside of the school? If they don't have any adults they can name, say, okay, that's all right. You can have some time to think about it and we can circle back to you if you want. You don't have to come back to them, but this gives them a chance to think and not feel pressured. After they finish sharing their trusted adults and takeaways, remind participants to hand deliver their thank you cards to their trusted adults in the next few days. You can also remind them to take action and stay connected to sources of strength on social media, to stay connected to themselves through a gratitude practice, and to connect to their friends and family and get the word out about sources. End the training on a high note and gather the team together for a group photo. On the count of three, shout, we are sources of strength. Thank the group for their sense of humor, the stories they shared, and their willingness to participate. Thank them for giving you a chance to hang out with them and let them know that you are so excited to see what happens when they take action and change their school for the better.
Thank you so much for sharing your trusted adults and your highlights and your takeaways. I really enjoyed being with you all today. I want to say thank you. Thank you for showing up in the ways that you have to each other, to this training, and thank you for the ways that you are showing up to use your voice and power to make the world a better place. The truth is, we cannot do it without you. So thank you for being here. Please continue to be involved and use your voice to spread hope, help, and strength to our world. I cannot wait to see what you all accomplish. All right, let's take a quick photo. Adult advisors, please don't forget to stay here for the debrief.